Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Live broadcast the 16th of November, and I would love to talk to you. Give me a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. All right, well, let's talk to somebody here on the air. Do we have Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line?
Hello?
Michael, you're there. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you? I didn't hear you click to me. I'm sorry.
Well, that's because you were already clicked in. So it's a sound, mister. Different sound. You were already there. So good morning to you, Mr. Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well, as always. And I know you are also. So you've got a viable business there that you kind of keep busy every single week detailing automobiles. It sounds simple, but you take it to the extreme. And I like that about you, mister.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So are you still in Hunt Valley Horsepower or on your way back?
No, I am in 72 degree and sunny weather.
There you go. Must be at the shop, huh?
Exactly.
There you go. But you said 300 to 400 cars were out there at Hunt Valley Horsepower today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. It wasn't too bad. I mean, the breeze is what really put the chill in the air, but it was sunny and comfortable when the breeze was not blowing. And, 300 to 400 cars.
Very good. You know, I think people in this area take that show for granted or don't even know anything about the show. But that is amazing to have on a cold morning like this, to have that kind of number of automobiles. And the variety is uncanny. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of exotics out there today, a lot of Porsche, you know, a lot of the high-end cars were still coming out despite the cold temperature in the tires.
Right.
Everybody was still there. So now it'll start, as the weather stays like this, and it'll start dwindling down to maybe 100 cars in the middle of the winter, so that'll be good.
Right. Now, what's people don't understand or don't know about, if you have an exotic car or even a, you know, nowadays there are people out there that have sports cars that don't even know they're quote exotic tires, it actually says in owner's manuals that they don't recommend using the tires below freezing.
Yeah, it's summer only tires is what they call it.
Right.
And, a lot of the all wheel drive, for example, like the Audis, the S model Audis, the sporty owned models, have summer only tires. So you really need to keep an eye on that because they'll get kind of like a roller skate in this kind of weather.
Yep. And what's really weird is you think you're buying an all-wheel drive vehicle that you'll be able to use in the inclement weather, but then you don't have the right tires on there for it.
Exactly. And I do have a lot of clients that put snow tires on all four wheels in this kind of, you know, when it gets cold because they do drive their cars. Even though they're the sporty model, they drive them all year round.
And with all-wheel drive, you have to do all four the same.
Yep.
You can't have regular tires on the front and snow tires on the back. And that will not do the trick. I mean, that can damage your four-wheel drive system, your all-wheel drive system.
Yeah, a lot of people just get winter tires and wheels, so it's easier to switch, and they have hubcaps for the wintertime. So if you do get any damage, you're not damaging a $1,000 aluminum wheel. And if you do, we send them to our friend Sam.
Exactly. So, you know, at Rim Renew, does a great job with that. And if you damage them, it's repairable and not a replacement situation.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Very good. All right, we're going to get things started in just a little bit. We have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in the shop.
Well, we're staying pretty busy, which is fortunate. We do probably 98% of our business is doing ceramic coatings on cars, which is involves a full paint correction and a coating. And we've been real lucky we're going into our 21st year. So we've been very fortunate. And this week we start with a new kind of a phone call in where we're going to start talking about some of the interesting vehicles we've had in the shop and what it takes them to get to where I'm happy and the customer's happy.
There you go. Because, you know, as you know, car shows are dwindling now at this time of year, a couple inside shows and that's about it. Very few people are really braving the elements to try a outside car show. And we don't call the cars and coffee type of event that horsepower is as a car show. It's just a gathering, but this is the time to talk about some other things. And you have some very interesting stories that happened to you during the week as far as with automobiles.
Yeah, we do. We get a little bit of every week we get something in here that just kind of makes me shake my head. And so we'll start talking about that and what it takes to correct the problems. And that way we'll give some people an idea of what exactly a paint correction and a detail is to see if that's what they're looking for and give them some ideas of what to look for in a good detail shop.
Sure. And one other thing that you also, because of the radio show and the fact that you're on here, you end up getting a lot of the problems that have hit the Baltimore area. People have had problems with cars coming from dealers that have damaged and things like that. They want you to take a look at it and give your professional opinion. So you keep busy doing that kind of stuff, too.
I do. I see probably every car that comes in here has some kind of damage on it, or it basically wouldn't be here. We get to see a lot of damage, and fortunately, I have some good friends in the business that if I am at a loss, I can call them.
Good. Well, when we come back, we'll be back here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about an sure. Audi that you had today, over this week.
Yep.
That really is remarkable for a car that was brand new. Really is. And we'll be talking about that in just 1 second. Mike, so hold the phone, and we'll be back with you in just a little bit. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Stole my first whiskey kiss on the back of one. Heard my first country song through the dash of one. Made millions of memories between those two doors. Yeah, I come from a long line of Chevys and Fords.
Lots of beer cans and dolls and road in the back. And Mom always wanted a Cadillac, but that was a few dollars more than we could afford. So I come from a long line of Chevys and Ford. They were red, white, and rusty, all dented up and dusty. They were sitting in that church park.
Then the guy rolled down his window and he said, "Pardon me, would you have any mayonnaise?" Yeah, I had a little packet from Arby's. Here you go, pal. Should do that next time you see a little Hyundai or you go on the street. It's pretty damn funny, man. Just honk at him. "Would you have any mayonnaise?" "Hey, shut up. I don't even have a radio, man."
Drew Carey, you may have recognized that voice, Drew Carey, and talking about Yugos, I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday mornings right here, Free Talk 930. WFMD. Let's talk with Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Michael, once again, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so we are ready to hear the Audi story, which is definitely better than the Innie story, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. All right, so we got an Audi Q7, I heard, right?
Yeah, 2019 Audi Q7, less than 200 miles on it. Came in for a correction and a coating. Very nice customer. This is like his fourth truck I've done for him. So what he was concerned about was the black piano trim that is above, that is between the doors at the back of the windows that everybody uses for the door handle.
Right.
Well, it was supposed to be shiny black, and it was basically a hazy gray. That's how scratched up it was. So once we got the truck in the shop, we saw that there was just tons and tons and tons of car wash scratches. So we needed to correct all that. So after we washed it and vacuumed it out and wiped the interior down, we started measuring the paint to make sure nothing's been touched up and nothing had been touched up except for the spoiler on the back hatch on the roof. And we noticed that it was dull and hazy, and it looked like somebody had wiped something on it. And it was not the same shade of white. This is a bright white metallic Audi, and apparently they have more of a cream-colored white. And apparently somebody had touched up the spoiler, which is not unusual. I mean, we see that all the time. So when we went to attempt to polish that, all that touch-up paint came right off. Hmm. Now, the interesting thing was there was no damage underneath the touch-up paint. So what we figured out was that they painted the wrong truck.
Yep, probably
so. So apparently
like
there was there's a truck that has damage on it that wasn't touched up, or maybe it was after this one was.
Yeah.
But this one was touched up with the wrong color, and the paint came off, meaning that it wasn't a very good touch-up job to begin with. So, as well as that, we had the entire vehicle covered in cream white overspray, which we had to remove. So, using a clay bar and a very gingerly using a razor blade on the glass, we got the overspray off. So then we set about correcting the paint to get the scratches out, which is basically the wrong way to say that. You're not taking a scratch out of the paint. You're taking the paint off surrounding the scratch so that the scratch is not noticeable, if that makes sense to you.
Sure, it does.
You cannot remove a scratch.
Right.
Okay. So we did the correction, and then after the correction with a really aggressive machine and an aggressive compound, to remove the scratches and improve the appearance of the vehicle, we had to polish it to bring back the shine. And then after that, we refined it, which means you really bump up the shine with the third step. So that was pretty much the end of day one on most of the body except for the front bumper and the back hatch. So we finished that up the next morning, and then we started to apply the coatings, which was the coatings to the wheels, which is a Modesta coating, which is sprayed on with an airbrush. And that is really good for high heat where you have the brakes. And then that's baked with an infrared lamp. So that takes a couple of hours. And then we did the front windshield glass coating and the back hatch glass coating. And that takes about an hour or so to do that. And then we started putting the coating on the paint, which takes a couple of hours. And then we bake it with an infrared lamp. And that brings us to the end of day two. And then the next morning, we put a Modesta spray detailer on it, which helps prevent water spotting in the first 10 days while the coating is still curing. And that brings us to about 10 o'clock on day three.
So normally,
customer's happy.
Normally a day and a half job turned into 2.5 days.
No, this is typical of a correction in the coating is 2.5 days.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah. So that gives you my tip for the week is to really take a good look at a new car if you're buying it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with what to look for, either find yourself a really good detailer or bring the car to a detail shop. If the dealership will not let you do that, then don't buy it there.
Right.
Because then that just tells me that they know something's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to remember that if you have any problems after you've signed the papers, it's between you and the dealership. The manufacturer will have nothing to do with you. And I can tell you that as a fact with experience with different customers. So you really want to take a really good look. Even though it's brand new, don't think that it's perfect because it's not. And just take a really good look at it.
It is amazing. I mean, I remember how long you spent on the last two cars that I brought you that were new. I'm out of the new car department now. I'll tell you, the last two have definitely done a number on me. So you won't be seeing me getting a new car anytime soon. But the last two that I brought to you, you spent a lot of time on. In fact, I think the one you spent 20 hours on.
Yeah, the 2013 that you bought had a lot of, and it was painted by hand, so it wasn't. It had a lot more issues with sand marks from the factory, and their people that polished it out left a lot of issues to be resolved. So that took a lot of time. But just your basic paint correction and coating is usually at least 2 days, and then into the third day about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Very good. Well, people don't realize, and that's why you pay for it. I mean, it's a situation where you can either do one of two things. You can either take your car from the dealer and just keep it like that, and then you're going to see that over a period of time, it's going to dull and it's going to look a little different. If you also take care of a car and do the detail that Mike talks about, it's not just the detail. It's also the ceramic coating protection. And I've had 7 cars in my family done by you?
I think.
And it's amazing.
I think so, yeah.
I don't need to wax any of these cars. They all beat up. They all look great. And even my daily driver, Magnum, which has 258,000 miles on it now, that poor baby, I'm telling you, I washed that bad boy up, and she looks great.
Yeah, it just makes maintenance. The coatings in general just make maintenance so much easier. But it provides you a much more durable protection than a wax or a synthetic sealant, and it's just the labor to get the car ready for the coatings. The coatings don't hide anything like waxes do.
Right.
Waxes will generally fill in a scratch, and after you wash it a couple times, you think, oh, I scratched it again. Well, no, you just filled it in when you waxed it, And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to tell you that that's the wrong way to do things. There's nothing wrong with that at all. In the show car arena, the more you can hide, the better the car looks.
Right.
So that's what they do at Pebble Beach and all that. They glaze them, which is like what's on a glazed donut, which just does nothing but fill in scratches.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a little tiny hairline scratches from wiping the car off and you want it to look perfect for a show, you glaze it. That will last you one car wash. So the coatings, just for, especially for the daily drivers, just are so much more durable. As looks-wise, even for the show cars, they just look much better than any wax or sealant you can find.
Very good. Well, let's give out your information so that people can contact you. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. That, of course, is a phone number that you can call anytime during your business hours. And don't forget the website, which has a lot of the answers you may already be looking for, theshineshopautodetailing.com. Once again, that's theshineshopautodetailing.com. And also follow Mike and Lena on Instagram and Facebook at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Very good, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And if anybody's got any questions about what they should look for, if they're looking for a detailer, if you're too far away from me, not that you have to come to me, just call me and I'll walk you through the process of what questions you should be asking.
All right. Sounds good. Go Ravens. Thank you, Mr. Mike.
Yeah. Thanks, and tell the guys I said hi.
Right. Ed Epstein didn't hang himself. All right. That's about it. Everybody's sneaking that in nowadays. All right. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Appreciate Mike being with us. And if you have any questions for Mike, you're welcome to give him a call at 410-833-1632. Nissan has issued a recall for the 2015 through 18 Nissan Muranos, the 2016 through 18 Maximas, the 2017 through 19 Pathfinders, and even the QX60 Infiniti is being recalled for the same years, 2017 through 19, because they could accidentally catch on fire. Nissan registered the recall with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration on November 8th. Specifically, the car's anti-lock brake pump can leak brake fluid onto a circuit board, causing a short, and in the worst-case scenario, of course, catching fire. Nissan has issued two other recalls for the same problem for other vehicles, but this ABS pump seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. On the first time around the dance floor in this issue, Nissan recalled about 130,000 vehicles in 2016. In the second appearance in 2018, it was even bigger, with owners getting a second notice. This time, 450,000 cars. In its recall notice, Nissan said that they are illuminated ABS lights is one of the symptoms of a leaky pump. Could begin receiving their notifications as early as December 2nd. More information coming up on that in just a few moments. We're taking a break. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick.
Shirt to a crawfish bowl. Stonewashed jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid's ex, you accidentally bring him to the wedding. What? If you pour yourself a murder load of go, you dip your fries and you catch up on a bumpy road. You spill the beans to your mama's sister, got knocked up in a truck at the 7-Eleven. Don't sweat it.
Let me tell you some stuff, though. I said, first of all, you got to turn this key all the way back and jiggle it to get it out there. You got to roll this window down and stick your arm, my love, because this car ain't going to open from the inside. that brick on the back seat, it go behind the tire once you park. It costs this mother road. He gave me $5 and said, go on down the hill, pull in the first parking space you see.
Sweet baby Keita there in valet parking. Yeah, I'll tell you, that's true. You'd be surprised when people drop their cars off at the auto repair shop. The list of information that we have on that car. Because we always put the window down. We let people know that. We're putting the window down on your automobile. Let us know if there's any problems now. See what happens. I'm Dave Serio. Good morning to you. You're listening to Free Talk 930 WFMD's You Ought to Know every Saturday morning, 10 to 11. And we have this guy on every single week, and we are proud to say so. This is Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Once again, good morning, Craig.
It is. It's a good morning, a little bit crisp, but it's a good morning. And I have Allison on the line from Searsville Mansion, beautiful event venue. But before we get to that, okay. I've got a couple of events I want to mention real quick.
Sure.
Today, there's the Miss Urbana Scholarship Program at, it's at the JBK Theater at FCC. So that's at 2 o'clock. They pack a lot of entertainment into that program. So if folks want some indoor entertainment somewhere warm, there you go. We got
now,
that for you.
Give us information on where that is. With all the initials, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I believe it's at the theater at Frederick Community College.
Okay.
And again, people can go to the Frederick County Facebook page, facebook.com/Frederick County, click on it, and they'll see all the details. But it looks like to me it's at Frederick Community College at the theater complex.
Great.
They have there.
Very good. Thank you.
And let's see. We've got a couple of other events coming up here. Just glancing down, we got something at JoJo's on the 16th. That's tonight. They got some live entertainment there. They always have great live entertainment. On the 19th, there's an event at the Little Gem. And on the 21st, another one. They're good friends of ours. And then on the 21st, another some more live entertainment at JoJo's. So a lot of stuff coming up. And then we've got on the 22nd, the Mansion Mystery Games and Gangsters at Searsville Mansion, and that's what Allison's on to talk about.
Sounds good. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good, Dave. Good morning, and good morning to you, Craig. It's a beautiful morning.
It is.
You guys have some really interesting events at your place, and of course, your place is very interesting in the first place. Beautiful place.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, Searsville Mansion has been around. It was built in 1888 for some time, so we are always happy to, you know, talk about our venue. But what's exciting us for the month of November is our Games and Gangsters event.
Okay.
And that's coming up on Friday, November 22nd from 7 to 11. And the mansion lends itself beautifully for this day because, during the Prohibition era, and which is our theme for Games and Gangsters in partnership with Sherlock Events, Sherlock Den and Frederick, we are having an escape room night.
Neat.
And yes, so you need to figure out how to escape the mansion.
Well, you know, yes. I think that's always an interesting theme. And a lot of people today have a lot of fun with that. And it's all safe. That's the great thing about it. But it's still a lot of fun. And I think it's better with a group of people. So you should bring a group of people with you.
Absolutely. The more the merrier, but this is an exclusive event, so tickets will sell out fast, and there is limited seating. So bring your group along with you to help you, escape these exclusive experiences, because this will only happen if you're a game room enthusiast. You're only going to get these designs on the 22nd at the mansion, with Chris Sparks. He's amazing at what he does. So it's going to be very interesting, very exciting. But on top of the great, game room experiences, we're going to have an entire menu experience for you as well. So it includes dinner and hors d'oeuvres, open bar. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, ticket availability, only at the mansion, or is it available online? Or
it is available online. You can go to our website, Searsville.com, and go to our upcoming events section and hit the tab, and it'll take you right to where you can purchase your tickets.
Fantastic. So can we give prices of tickets? Is that available, or would you prefer them to go to online to find out all the different ticket prices out there?
Oh, you can go online, but I'm happy to share with you.
Sure.
The tickets are $100 each.
Okay.
And for that, you're getting a fantastic meal and exclusive games along with a three-hour bar. So it is so much fun.
Yes.
And well worth the price. Everybody dress up in your best gangster or flapper outfit and come on out for these exclusive events.
Many people tell me in a suit, I look like a gangster already. So it works out pretty good. There we go.
That works out perfectly, yes. I'm so excited to bring my boa and come on out and do these games. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. That, again, is November 22nd. And what is the time frame on that?
The time frame is 7 to 11, with doors opening at 6:30.
Great. All right. Well, Craig, thank you very much for bringing
Allison. Dave, and remember, this is a 21 and only up event.
Sure.
So it's only for those in their roaring 20s that we want to see come into the mansion that night.
You got it. That sounds great. Of course,
perfect.
Alcohol is included, so that's why it's 21 and over. And it's going to be a good time ahead by all. So now is the time. And one more question. How much room do you have for people at this event?
Well, we have 70 spaces because these are exclusive mobile escape room experiences that are designed just for the mansion.
Right.
So tickets are selling out quickly, so don't hesitate.
Very good. Sounds great. 70 opportunities out there for people to get involved in this. It's a very good event. It's also, of course, when you think about $100 per person, some people may say, well, that may be a little high, but you know what it is? It isn't when you think about what you get. First of all, the great meal, the entertainment, the alcohol, all of that's included. So that's what makes it a great value. So
I looked at the menu, Dave. It's a fantastic menu.
Sure.
So they're going to get a great meal.
And
our chef has his notorious crab dip out. It's going to be fantastic.
You can easily spend that just at a restaurant in Frederick nowadays for a top tier restaurant. You could easily spend that and not get the alcohol included and not get the entertainment along with it, the room. So that sounds great.
Right.
I think it's going to go very well for you. I think you're going to sell out, and I'm hoping the show can help you.
Well, I appreciate all the help we can get because this is such an exciting time for us. We're doing a lot of open to the public events in the next coming year, and we're hoping to see our Frederick County neighbors come and have a good time at Searsville Mansion.
Sounds good. Allison and Craig, thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. By the way, of course, Frederick County Facebook /Frederick County is the place to go for all of the events for Frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. We're taking a break. Back in just a few moments right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I wish girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. I wish kids still learn to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds. Every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time.
What the hell are you driving here?
We had a small fire last night, but we caught it in the nick of time.
You have any idea how fast you were going?
Well, funnily enough, I was just talking to my friend about that. Our speedometer's melted, and as a result, it's very hard to say with any degree of accuracy exactly how fast we were going.
78 miles an hour.
78, huh? Well, yeah, I could buy that, sure, I guess. You would know better than us, especially since we got a melted speedometer.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. Oh, it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
Now, you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works. I mean, as that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
I can't let you go ahead in this vehicle.
Can't what?
No, it's not fit for the road. The vehicle will be impounded until such time as it can be made safe for travel on state highways.
All right. That is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, a fantastic automobile film, I'm telling you. We should just say a fantastic transportation film in that, but it is absolutely hilarious. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Joining us on the show is Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning to you, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to have you on the air. Last week, we had a comatose Jose because he had just made his way back from Vegas and the SEMA event, which is people are still talking about. Some of the introductions, I think it was the Mustang and the Challenger. A lot of different things were introduced, I believe.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've got Todd over here. Todd is the gentleman that went down to SEMA quite a few times, and he snapped some of the pictures, did a great job. I'm going to let Todd tell you a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, it's great to have the dynamic duo back on the air. It's been a while. Good morning, Mr. Todd Meister.
How you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing well. So you were at SEMA also?
I was, yes. And what an event. I mean, so Big Bobby Allen and myself, we spent our time over at the SEMA show primarily seeing what kind of trends is new in the off-road industry, primarily the Jeeps and, you know, all the other things that's available. But, wow, I mean, what an impressive show. We spent 2 days from open to close going through simply the South Hall.
Wow.
Which was primarily all the tires, the wheels, the lift kits, and you know, all the lighting and everything associated with the off-road industry, and 2 full days in one building, and they had 2 other buildings to go through. So
wow.
It is a week-long event, and it will take you the entire week to see everything, and you will not spend time looking at anything very long.
And
you
I
just
think,
have to keep
and it's expanding for next year, isn't it?
It is. So it's my understanding they're building a huge building adjacent to the this current complex, and it will probably have a skywalk going over the highway.
Wow.
And it is just as impressive as far as size. It's huge.
Unbelievable.
You know, just to give you an idea how much we walk during one of these events, an average day is a little over 8 miles. When you visit SEMA, you're walking well over 12 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And I don't mind telling you, these guys, they walked a ton of miles. Bobby was hurt a couple of times.
He was a hurting boy, huh? Yep.
He was a hurting boy, yeah.
There's
a lot of ground to cover when you're out there. But, you know, it kind of sucks you in because it's so exciting. All the eye candy and all the new innovations, you just can't stop.
I hear you. And you can't see enough. I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to being there next year. I'm disappointed. Mike and I were supposed to be there this year, but we just didn't get the plans together in time. But I've been talking to Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop, and we're going to be there next year, and we're going to see you guys and have a good time. So we're looking forward to it.
That's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that.
You just want to see me walk my tushy off. I know that's what it is. I'm telling you.
Well, we'll say Bobby for you, and maybe you can keep up with him.
There you go. Well, Big Bobby Allen's been doing a lot with the Jeeps, and now he's got more ammunition. You guys are going to be busier with the work on the Jeeps there at the location for Big Bobby Allen because he loves doing that stuff.
Absolutely, he does. And seeing what some of these manufacturers do on these things is impressive. You know, fully electronic adjustable aftermarket shocks. You know, they're putting Hellcat engines down into the Gladiator JTs.
Unreal.
And the Wrangler GLs, you know, Dana 60 axles under them. I mean, it is just whatever you can imagine is done. And seeing it done so cleanly and professionally was just amazing. It was awesome.
It won't be long when FCA sees what they're doing saying, hey, we can do this too. And you're going to be seeing a Hellcat engine and a Wrangler soon.
It would not surprise me. It was very impressive.
Amazing. You know, it's just me, but 20 years ago, and we were all in the business 20 years ago, I'm not sure about Todd, but I know Jose and I were, okay, but we never thought we would see factory vehicles with even over 300, but 500 plus horsepower easy. It is just amazing.
Isn't that the truth? Back in the muscle car days, you really had an engine when you were looking at a big block.
Yeah.
Or another large displacement motor that was producing over 400 horses. You know, I mean, that was it back then. 300 horses, you were really talking about a small block, and that was a hot car, 300 horses. Today, we've got V6s that are producing well over 300 horses.
Fours.
And we've got V8s producing over 700 horses.
Yeah, four cylinders at 300. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that kind of horsepower under the hood and still achieving excellent fuel economy,
yeah.
I mean, you know, horsepower engines getting 20 miles per gallon plus is just, it's
right.
Incredible.
And the 92 Viper was just revolutionary at 400 horsepower. And now it's slow on the road compared to what's out there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's pulling everything along. Behind it, it's creating a vortex. Not only do we have these incredibly efficient, powerful motors, now we've got these transmissions that have gone from four speeds to
right.
five to six to seven speeds.
Yeah.
Eight speeds is what you're seeing out there in some vehicles now.
Right. I have a daily driver that has an eight-speed automatic transmission.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 2019 Jeep Wrangler is an eight-speed automatic. And,
there you go.
You know, the power... Power to transmission ratio is just, it's great.
Yep. All right. Well, we have 3 minutes, Mr. Jose. So we need to talk about Dynamic Automotive because we could talk about this forever and that would be great, but we want to get the information in on Dynamic. So talk about the four locations and one on the way.
Absolutely. And it is time to get your winter service down. And if you need service from us here in the Liberty Town area, give Todd and I a call at 301-694-6250. We are on Main Street in Liberty Town. Our hours are 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our original location is in New Market, Maryland. Give them a call at 301-694-5460. You'll get Sarah or my partner Lee at that location. Same hours of operation. We are building a bigger shop in that area. It will be open. It looks like it's going to open up in January, so be aware that's coming soon. Also, our largest location, which is right off of 270 in beautiful Urbana, that shop boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash. You can give them a call at 301-874-8833. They have the same hours of operation. And then finally, Big Bobby Allen's shop, which is in Frederick at 11 Byte Court, he's got a little different hours. They're open from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, and they do the Jeep modifications. They specialize in fleet maintenance and repair. Give Big Bobby a call at 301-662-3300. And remember, whenever you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know you'll get 10% off any repair on parts and labors. Just mention the show, you ought to know, or Dave Serio, and you'll get that 10% discount.
You know,
Thank you, Dave.
I got a call from a guy who did that, and he waited to the very last minute, up at the counter kind of thing, and said, oh, by the way, I listened to the show, and I want to mention that, and you guys gave him 10% off. He couldn't believe it. He thought for sure there was going to be some kind of gimmick or game, and I know you guys don't play that. I mean, you really, you play fair. And when someone at the very last minute says, hey, by the way, you gave him 10% right off the ticket.
Yes, sir. And at any one of the locations, we've already, it's a click of the button now with our POS system.
Now, you know, there's a lot of people that advertise 30%, 40%, 50% off and all that good stuff. The only good thing I can tell you about this is you guys give 10% off already fair and good prices, and you do it without hesitation. And that's what people want to have.
Yep. That's what it's all about. And, you know, we want to keep our customers coming back, so we give them the best possible experience. Whatever the situation is with their automobile or truck, we'll treat them appropriately.
Well, Jose and Todd, it's great having you guys on the air again, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you a really great week, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Very good, Dave. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. We appreciate them being with us today. It's great having them, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. I'm Dave Serio. This has been You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Bye-bye.
I picked you up in Dallas just about a week ago. You were a married woman, but you know up in Tulsa, but he's catching up with